There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Friday Eve. Some people call it Thursday. Glad to have you along. Another couple hours of live local talk. You know how we do it around here. Easy to get in touch with this show. You can pick up the Sports Illustrated football phone. Can we look at eBay? Are those still available? Remember that was the big deal? Like if you get, what was the subscription? You got the year subscription, then you got this... a hunk of junk plastic football phone, like you took off the top of the football and it was a phone. Wow. But you can call on one of those devices or any of the other, you know, like smartphones or old trim line phone, whatever you want to use. 343-0106. 343-0106. Maybe we'll put that in your contacts. It may be later on today, it might be tonight, it may be over the weekend, whenever. You may want to call one of the 55 hours a week of live local shows around here and chime in. So 343-0106. And the same digits work with the very popular Ascension Technologies text line, 343-0106. And a reminder here about the FM Talk 106.5 app, which a big hurrah out there because so many more folks just every day getting on the app, which is cool. You can go get the app. If you go to the App Store, maybe you're over there getting the Threads, the new the Twitter killer. We'll get to that in a second. App, while you're there, just look for FMTALK1065. That's our app. Download it pretty quick. Download. And one of the many, many features there is a talkback. You'll see a microphone icon. You can press that. Records a message, emails it to the station. I can play it back right here on the show or any of the other shows that you may send it to. All right, good. So with that housekeeping out of the way, let's get into today's show. And a lot to get into. First of all, as we get started, I guess I'm looking at the latest here on the drones. Yeah, this is not the first time this has happened, right? Story from the AP, Russian fighter jets flew dangerously close to several U.S. drone aircraft over Syria, setting off flares and forcing the MQ-9 Reapers to take evasive maneuvers, according to an Air Force press release. U.S. Air Force Central released a video of Wednesday's encounter showing a Russian Su-35 fighter closing in on a Reaper and later a number of so-called parachute flares moving into the drone's flight path. The flares are attached to parachutes. Is that what they used in Top Gun 2? Remember they had used a lot of those in Top Gun 2? And is this the making for Top Gun 3 that will have, it won't be MAV, you know, they won't actually be in a jet. They'll be the kind of the drone controllers, these pilots that are land-based, right? They're going to be sitting in a room controlling the drones, but they'll maybe dressed out in flight suits or something like that. And I wonder, do the drone pilots, and Dalton has connection to this world, can you find out if they have call signs? Like the pilots, drone pilots, or are they pilots or drone operators, or maybe operators? Do they get call signs and cool stuff like that? Okay, back to the story. Sorry. So we understand this. Lieutenant General Alex Grenowich, commander of the 9th Air Force in the Middle East, said three of the U.S. drones were operating over northwest Syria, nice neighborhood, after 10:30 a.m. local time on a mission against the Islamic State group, which, by the way, there's the other adjunct to this story. Didn't we defeat ISIS? Didn't former President Trump say like it wasn't a fully like a Bush mission accomplished thing? But wasn't that stamped out? It says they were operating over northwest Syria on a mission against the Islamic State group, which was not detailed. When three of the Russian aircraft, quote, began harassing the drones, end quote. The drones were not armed with weapons and are commonly used for reconnaissance missions. Remember, we had just had this go down over the Black Sea here, what, a month or two ago? It said in a statement, Gurdjieff said one of the Russian pilots moved their aircraft in front of the drone and engaged the Su-35's afterburner, which greatly increases its speed and air pressure. The jet blast from the afterburner can potentially damage the Reaper's electronics. And Gurdjieff said they reduce the drone operator's ability. Okay, operator, not pilot. But do they get a call sign to safely operate the aircraft? Okay, so the Russians are, here's the deal, though. What happens when the flip side of this goes down and one of our drones, and they're pulling some stunt here, right? So a Russian pilot pulling a stunt around one of our drones, and then they crash. Are we going to be held, you know, is it going to be the hue and cry from the Russian state that we brought down their aircraft with our drone? Goes back to the presser here. Press release from the Air Force said Russian military aircraft engaged in unsafe and unprofessional behavior while interacting with U.S. aircraft in Syria. We urge Russian forces in Syria to cease this reckless behavior and adhere to the standards of behavior expected of a professional Air Force. Ooh, sick burn. So we can resume our focus on the enduring defeat of ISIS. The enduring defeat. So I thought we defeated them. But I guess we're just defeating them again? About 900 U.S. forces are deployed to Syria to work with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democrat forces battling the Islamic State militants there. No other details about the drone operation were provided. Well, so, you know, the Russians do have enough air force, and maybe their land forces are beleaguered, right? I mean, you think about the numbers that came out just for the Wagner Group. How many of their fighters died or were injured not being able to return to the battlefield? The numbers on their infantry in Russia is tough, right? I mean, there's probably going to be another conscription come through here to get more, but they do have enough air force power to be doing their deal over in Syria as well as over Ukraine. So there you go. There's the update on the drones. I don't know. What happens when this goes really badly for the Russians? Like they pull some maneuver, and that drone ends up bringing down the Russian aircraft. Jason says, no, Sean, Top Gun 3 is going to be all chicks. Come on, man. Okay. Well, I mean, dude, Jason, if you want to paint a picture if they had the awesome flying sequences that they do in Top Gun, which Top Gun 2 was good. I thought that was a good movie. I enjoyed it. And it's tough for me to sit still during a movie, but I generally sat still during that one. If you had that, and then you had female pilots, and I'm going to say hot female pilots, because they don't put ugly male pilots in the movie, right? They're all like, cut from from central casting, right? They don't have like, they're all like good looking pilots. So, you know. Yeah, the women, that I think that movie makes $1 billion. Cool. So this texter said, yes, the drone pilots do get nicknames. They even wear flight suits. Cool. See, you could have that in the movie. Doug says our enemies have no fear of Joe Biden doing anything. And I don't know what, you know, I don't think I want to charge the mound over an interaction between one of their SU-35s and one of our drones. But it does show, Doug, that they realize nothing will happen, probably. And obviously, they probably got something in their crawl with us, don't you think? I mean, think if you flipped it around. Once again, I'm still in that unpopular place where I believe Ukraine has a right to defend their sovereignty. I do question how much and for how long we will fund and prop that up. That's a fiscal question. But you flip it around, and we had that same situation, which I don't know we'd be making any move into an adjacent country to try to take it. What if the old Soviet bloc was moving to take Mexico? Would we have made a foray into Mexico to take it over to keep it from happening? But if we had other enemies actively funding that effort there, would we be kind of pushing around elsewhere? I think so. Oh, and yes, I know. I get corrected on this all the time. So this texter back and said they're not called drones in the Air Force. They're called remotely piloted aircraft. Okay. Yes. And then they're not, There's been the language change on this. So the thing I fly on named Texture from DJI, that's a drone. These things, yes, are remotely piloted aircraft. They are a different deal. And a couple of holdover text messages from the end of Jeff's show. We'll get to those. About my comment and Jeff's comments about Kyle Whitmire. Get to that. When we come back, 343-0106. It's Midday Mobile. It's a Thursday.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, by the way, I've got this list. If I can get, we can get to that. Came in by the way, welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. The most Googled injuries in Alabama, according to new research. This is kind of the stuff that hits my inbox here at Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. And I'm dealing with an injury today, so I opened the story. And my injury, not one of the top Googled injuries, but we'll get to that here in just a little bit. All right, Dave from Gulf Shores, this came in. And just after Jeff and I talked at the end of his show about Kyle Whitmire's story, maybe I don't even get to Kyle's story. Maybe I'll just take it to social media and do it there. Dave from Gulf Shores says, of course, Kyle is trolling. Jeff trolls. You troll, Sean. I troll. All we are doing is trying to start people thinking with conflict. That's how politics work. Calling it unfair when others do it is just more trolling. We're trolls. Only boring people aren't trolls, in my opinion. They can listen to orchestra music on 91.3. Get a little mellow and some Bach in the midday or something like that. Okay, so yes and no, Dave. I mean, does Jeff troll? I think he does. I troll on occasion, but it's not my go-to. There are very few. You can hear the wink of my eye and my voice when I take a counter when I do devil's advocacy, right? To make a conversation interesting, because echo chambers bore me. So I do it in that thing, but I don't do it where I would like make that my long term argument, something I didn't believe. I can't do that. I've said that before. The difference maybe in what people hear from like some online show or something like that. Difference is I'm going to tell you what I really think at the end of the conversation. I'll tell you what I really think, whether you like it or not, because this is where I live, man. I'm a homeboy. And so I got to be able to stand up and believe in what I say, whether I see you at the grocery store or down at the rodeo or, you're calling into this radio show. So I am not a person that's removed from the audience the way somebody in a syndicated way would be, or somebody who is coming to that at this online, right? I mean, that's you get what you get with me. So, I mean, if there's trolls, it's for sparring and for the fun of sparring. But anything that has some real teeth to it or perceived verbal aggression to it, Dave, is something I truly believe. All right, let's go to Tom. In reference to the sheriff's comment on the inability... Oh, this is from yesterday's show, a follow-up. It's not from yesterday. It's Tom responding to yesterday's interview. In reference to the sheriff's comment on the inability to enforce handicap parking violations, Alabama Code 32-6-233.1 describes violations and fines. It goes on to say, quote, any authorized municipal, county, or state law enforcement officer may go onto private property to enforce this section. Perhaps he was mistaken. Well, we'll find out. I mean, because the argument he was making, I think, Tom, was it was on private property, but you say by this code here that they can go onto private property to enforce that. I'm for it. I don't know. I mean, one of the arguments will be, well, they're so understaffed, they don't have time to be doing that. Yeah, but if they see it, if they see it like right in front of them, maybe they could do something about it. So thank you, Tom, for that update. Chad sent me something. I can't open these longer links, Chad, in the text body. It's something from Twitter, which, by the way, the hubbub around Twitter right now with the Twitter killers, they're calling it. It's Threads. Now, we are on Threads now because that's our job as a media company. That it's not an endorsement. It's not a non-endorsement. It just means we need to put our, you know, plant a flag there and be there. So Threads is what they're calling the Twitter killer. They make some fair discussions. Now, Dalton and I talked during the break, and he's telling me all the things that make Threads not great. He said it needs work. But what happened earlier in the week, and Jeff talked about it, I think maybe the guys talked about it this morning as well, I use something called TweetDeck that a lot of people in media we use, and lets me keep multiple threads. And when I'm trying to follow so many, you know, what's going on in the state, what's going on internationally, you know, how I am with the financial markets, I'm trying to look at what's going on there. It organizes those things to where I could see them. They basically went blank this week. And I've gone back to just Twitter, you know, basic Twitter without the add-on, no mods, stripped out OEM Twitter. And it's just not as functional when I don't run that that tweet deck on there. Story here from Reuters says the Zuckerberg-Musk fight is on. Meta launches Twitter killer Threads app, which, by the way, it is Musk doing jiu-jitsu? I know Zuckerberg does. I think Musk outweighs him by a good bit. Should they just take it to the streets, street fighting, to work this out? Story says Meta's Mark Zuckerberg is set to deliver a blow to Elon Musk on Wednesday night as the tech billionaire's rivalry goes live with a launch of Instagram's much-anticipated Threads platform, a clone of Twitter. Analysts said investors were salivating. I'm sure they are salivating over the possibility that Threads' ties to Instagram might give it a built-in user base and advertising apparatus, which could siphon ad dollars from Twitter as its new CEO tries to revive the microblogging company's struggling business, while Threads is launching as a standalone app. Okay, so here's what you need to understand about this. As Threads is launching as a standalone app, screenshots posted on Apple's App Store showed that users would be able to log in using their Instagram credentials and follow the same accounts, making it an easy addition to the existing habits for Instagram's more than 2 billion monthly active users. AJ Bell here, Danny Hewson, head of financial analysis at the investment platform, AJ Bell says, investors can't help but be a little more excited about the prospect that Meta really has a Twitter killer poised on the app store, end quote. Meta stocks closed up 3% yesterday ahead of the launch, outpacing gains by competitor tech companies as the broader market edged down. Threads' arrival comes after Zuckerberg and Musk have traded barbs for months and even threatened to fight each other in a real-life mixed martial arts cage match in Las Vegas. I think that's what we need. I mean, we're living in a world where there's, you know, we're talking about cocaine in the White House. So we might as well have the tech billionaires go to a, what was it? Feats of strength, something like that. And I know that. What is Musk doing jiu-jitsu, or is he like trained in something else? It would be interesting. I mean, if they came in and I think Musk must outweigh Zuckerberg by 30, 40 pounds. Must be. Wonder if they'll get Musk to get down to weight. He'll have to run and sweat and cut weight to fight. I don't know. We'll get to that when we get there. I said the timing's opportune for Meta to deliver a blow as months of Musk chaotic decision-making has roiled Twitter. That, according to Matt Navarro, social media consultant who has worked with Meta, Google, and Pinterest. Of course, well, he's worked with the competitors, so. I don't know. Do you think this is going to be the Twitter killer? Are you signing up over on Threads? You can let me know. And also a question, a running question here for the rest of the show. As we find out a little bit more about the cocaine in the White House. Okay, the White House, the White House cocaine. Is it a fair question to ask if you did have, if you had, I understand the right answer is I would like them to be on nothing. And I don't think that this is, I don't think the cocaine belonged to anybody who was like working in the White House. But let's just for funsies, say it was. This is what I wrote to myself. What drug would you want your government official doing? I mean, if you had a choice, they could be on, I don't know, they could be on the weed. They could be on, they could be on trank. You could be on that trank, the fentanyl, you know, mixed with whatever the thing is with the trank. They could be on DMT, LSD. They could be on hallucinogens. They could be on mushrooms. Or they could be on cocaine. I mean, just for the taxpayer dollar, What drug? Hit me up on the text line, 343-0106. Which drug, if you had to pick one, and you had to pick one, you can't say no, which one would you want them on?
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:30, we'll call it 5. Midday Mobile, we can call it whatever we want, but yes, almost 12:35. Midday Mobile on this Thursday. A lot of text to get into on what are the questions out there running with the latest of the White House cocaine update, right? Which is, listen, I heard people earlier talking about, it belongs to Hunter. Come on, it's not that easy. It's not. I think the comedy here is. And I said yesterday, you've got the office of the presidency. They have to take every precaution, but it is something to think about. They find this cocaine and they have, so Secret Service doing their job, they're there. But picture this, like paint the picture in your mind. They're standing around, they're, and then here comes DC Fire Department, all those folks in there. And then here comes the hazmat crew. They're like all standing around it where like there's. You know, officers working, you know, on the streets of D.C. that are, you know, picking up and got their test kit and go, okay, it's cocaine, you're going to jail or whatever. So it's, yeah, so they said they found it, what, in a, they found it like in a nook, I guess, a place where you, if you're going in to do the tour, you leave your stuff. It's been so long since I did that. I don't know. I don't remember exactly how that went, and I don't think I was carrying any drugs when I went to put in there. But it says, yeah, a member of the Secret Service found the cocaine in the West Wing of the White House in an area used by guests and staff, leading to an evacuation of the building. And so there you go. So I asked this question. I just said, hey, if it was being used by a member of the executive branch here in the White House, what drug, if you had to choose? Now, the right answer would be none of them, Sean. I agree. I'm with you. But what if you had to choose one, what drug would you want to have the somebody working in the executive branch on? Here are some of the answers that have come in on the Ascension Technologies text line. That was funny, too. Jason says Robitussin. Paul says, if this will move here, cyanide. Very, you'd want them on cyanide. Excellent. He says it's a good cure for any ailment. Yeah, it's a final cure, isn't it? Pat says definitely crocodile. Remember, that was the stuff that they were doing in Russia, you know, before they had the option of sending those people to Ukraine. And he says definitely crocodile, so we'd know who's on the stuff real fast. Yeah, that's the stuff that turns the people's skin green and then parts of it fall off. I think the Trank does that too. Doesn't Trank do that? Not enough Trank in the news anymore, right? John said roids. Do you really, John? Do you want members of the executive branch to be roided up? We could go into roid rage there with access to everything the you do as the commander-in-chief. Mariner says many federal law enforcement are users also because of not showing up on drug test. Oh, I'm sorry. Here it's I missed your previous one. The Mariner says, I'm sure many of them are already frequent users of shrooms. Many federal law enforcement are users because it doesn't show up on drug test. My friend Fred says, is sodium thiopentanol. That's the, isn't that like a thing they use when they put you down for surgery or something like that? So Fred wants them knocked out. It might be better for the country, actually. You might be right. You put them, just get them quiet for a while. I'm on Fred's team right now on that one. Maximus says crocodile. So more of the crocodile. Yeah, green skin and people falling off, skin falling off. John says shrooms because there's plenty of BS in D.C. to harvest them from. pretty good. Backstrap stacker. This is, it says Adderall or Ritalin. Yeah, so that's what so they could get more work done. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if there's anything, although I'm back to the, I think I'm actually back on this idea that we need to give them something to knock them out, like Fred said. But yeah, if you can get more work for out of them, Adderall, Ritalin, cocaine, yeah, they'd be doing it. Supermom, what's up, Supermom? They said they need to be on good old-fashioned meth. Don't you know we're going to be telling stories one day? You know, like, I mean, the stories I heard from my late father, you know, who grew up, you know, during the Dust Bowl days in the prairie, and the stories that he taught me of what it takes to make a living and what, you know, what life was like for him back then. And he talked about the good old-fashioned work ethic and good old-fashioned this and that. One day, am I going to be gather up grandchildren, great-grandchildren? Let me tell you, back in the day, people get on good old-fashioned methamphetamines, and they would work, and pick their skin, and then they would knock over liquor stores. And so, yeah, it says, Supermom says they need to be on good old-fashioned meth. It'd be hilarious to see the Senate tweaking and getting bills passed, all while rearranging the furniture in the chamber. It's good. It's good. Y'all are good. Don, let's see. And Don says, and don't forget the... Let's see, I shouldn't move that thing that fast. There we go. Yeah, John says, I think the cheapest way, Sean, would be for someone to hit a cow pasture. I hear the soil is really fertile up that way around the White House lawn and collect some shrooms. Then they can have a pizza party in the West Wing. Can you imagine how many pieces of pizza Kamala Harris would probably eat? And, oh, don't forget the key ingredient in lab-grown meat on that pizza. The lab-grown meat stuff, y'all, just, that's... It's a whole nother show. We will do that. Derek says, oh, you know, it was good Coke too. Hunter don't play. Only the finest for the first family. I just don't think the Hunter thing, I think it's a funny joke, but I think it's Hunter's because he had done it before then. And maybe Hunter's getting back on the right foot. So maybe. Based on productivity, unnamed texture says, oh, it says, number one, Secret Service has its own hazmat response. Well, I don't know, because the news story said, like, D.C. hazmat showed up as well. So I think unnamed texture, there's just a bunch of people standing around. Yeah, and they need to do it. It's the White House. But it just seems like it's a bunch of people standing around up there going, I don't know. What do you think it is? What do you think it is? And somebody comes through and, you know, swipes their finger on it and rubs their mouth and goes, oh, that's cocaine. Says, also, based on productivity, I think a lot are on benzos. I don't know. Are they productive? Texter says, hey, Sean, so which one, Joe or Kamala, is doing the Wolf of Wall Street drive? What was he on in that movie? Some kind of Quaaludes or something like that? Wasn't he on Quaaludes? When he's at the country club and he's crawling to the something. Oh, okay, Fred said sodium thiopentanol is truth serum. All right. Yes, can you imagine what the presser would be like if you had Corinne Jean-Pierre on truth serum? She gets up and saying, well, I have my notebook here. First question. And then she just let it rip. And like, oh, yeah, and I hate him, too. And he's a horrible president. And I can't believe I'm up here saying this. Yes, if true serum mixed with weed, says Todd. Okay, let's see. Jay. Sodium pentothal should make them the drug of choice to make them all tell the truth. All right, a lot of people on that one. Oh, and Dirt Digger says, Sean, we'd know it was not Hunter because they would have only found residue in Joe's NyQuil stockpile. Yes, like they found. And CB Carl says, cre-emulsion just because. So CB Carl and I have that commonality. Maybe some of y'all did too. Did you have to take cre-emulsion as a kid? That was the true serum for whether you were really sick or not. And you'd say you're sick, right? And so mother would then go and say, well, here's the cre-emulsion, which was this glass bottle with a metal top. Can remember it like yesterday, and you have to really tighten up. You have to really hog up on it, right, to turn it, because it was like crystallized, you know, old cre-emulsion that was left on there. Like you're trying to open a thing, adhesive. You didn't get some Gorilla Glue that you didn't, you know, clean off properly. You had to and get it off, and then mom would pull out the cre-emulsion. It's like the worst tasting thing ever, and that made you decide truly: are you sick? Are you sick enough to have to take the cre-emulsion? That was the true serum. Dirt Digger also said here on the Battle Royale, Said, Sean, talk about the tech fight between the top tech owners. I'd like to see Trump and Biden cage match behind a woodshed, but the left would call it elder abuse against Trump. And somebody else had said here on the text line that Andrew Tate was trading. Where was it? Yeah, Dan said Andrew Tate. Nah, that's not happening, is it? I don't think Andrew Tate is training Musk in kickboxing. That'll be interesting. All right, and Chad said, oh, it's a Trump tweet. Okay, what that link was, a Trump tweet from 10/14/19. Here it is. After defeating 100% of the ISIS caliphate, I largely moved our troops out of Syria, let Syria and Assad protect the Kurds and fight Turkey for their own land. I said to my generals, why should we be fighting for Syria? There we go, and we're still back in it. Marty from earlier, too, said AL.com is the most anti-Alabama everything site on the internet. I wouldn't hit a hog in the ass with it. But I'll put you down there as undecided. Oh, before we go to the news here, I do want to run this story because it came to my inbox here. And as I'm dealing with what I think is, I'm hoping it's not, but by the size of this thing, I think I broke my thumb. And this is not an injury I would wish on many of y'all. It's not fun. But this story comes in, the most Googled injuries in Alabama, according to new research. I like the fact that there's new research, that there's somebody out there that's going, okay, what we need to figure out is what people are doing to themselves in Alabama and Googling for. So here's the ranking. Top five for Alabama, according to these people. Where are they? The injured in, I guess injured in, and that's their group, and they look at the different states. This is just us. All right. Number one, most Googled injury in the state of Alabama, concussion. That makes sense. All right, so concussion is number one. Number two, this comes from, I would say, like, sports out there for old guys when we think we can do sports. And also, ladies, I don't know that y'all don't do this more in those stack shoes y'all wear. Not even regular high heels, those things. But you know what I'm talking about? The ladies will be, like, the sandals that are stacked up on, I don't know if it's, like, cork wood or whatever it is. I mean, it's almost like a version of some old pimp shoes. You know, it gives it woman like six inches of cork wood to stand on or whatever. I always look at those and go, y'all are going to break your ankle wearing those things. That's number two on the list. Number three on the list is burns. Yeah, that's especially, I'm sure, after the last few days, people shooting off fireworks. Burns, number three. Number four here is a tough one, though. And this is what I stopped when I was working on the show today and said, hey, Dalton, come in here, hear this. Number four on the list is degloving. Anybody heard of degloving before? When I describe it, you'll probably say, oh, I can picture that, unfortunately, but I didn't know that was a word for it. Degloving is when the top layers of skin are torn away, leaving muscle or bone exposed. This is known as degloving. With open degloving, the skin can hang near the wound as opposed to closed degloving, where the skin can remain intact. Degloving injuries are severe and can be life-threatening due to significant blood loss. Animal bites, falls from heights, and road accidents can cause degloving injuries, with affected areas usually being the legs or the torso. For open degloving injuries, which are more serious, treatment can consist of skin grafts and amputation. With closed degloving treatment, I know it's a lunch hour, right? Including physical therapy or removing dead tissue. That's number four. But that's number four. Like, if you do that to yourself, something like that, do you go, hold on, with my good hand, let me Google this and see what's up with this before I go. And number five here, sprained wrist. I know it goes a long way from degloving to sprained wrist, but there it is. Those are the top Googled injuries in Alabama. Concussion, sprained ankle, burn, degloving, and sprained wrist. So there you go. So Google away. All right, coming right back. News is next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:52, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Thursday. You know, thinking about this, just a just a couple weeks here till not this weekend, but next weekend. We'll be looking at the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament. And, of course, after that, the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, all coming up this month. And it's I got a reasoning to this for a second, because there's a lot of folks that will decide when it comes to after the rodeo, if they're going to get another boat or whatever. They sell their boats after the rodeo. You watch the number of boats that go on the market. It got me thinking about my buddy Forrest at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service and his brokerage service here. And I think I've told the story before when he said, hey, man, I want to start talking about a brokerage service. And I said, okay, explain it to me. Why am I not going to sell my own boat? Because I've sold many over my life. He said, well, what if I got you the same amount of money you could selling it on your own, but you didn't have to deal with any of the headache? And I said, okay, you got my attention. Here's how it works. So Blue Water Yacht Sales can sell your boat for you and get you as much for your boat as you would selling it yourself. Here's why. They've been doing it for 50 years in the brokerage world. They know who's looking for your higher-end used boat on the Atlantic coast, you know, or the east coast of Florida, Atlantic coast, or the west coast, or down in Texas. They know the people that are looking for that boat so they can get top dollar, which means you'll get just as much as you would selling it on your own, dealing with all the meeting the people for the test ride, the tire kickers, the phone calls, all that. You don't have to do that. You get just as much for it, and it gives enough margin for them to make money themselves. So here's how it works. You take the boat by. If you make an appointment, you go to bluewateryachtsales.net or give them a call. Call Forrest at 476-2699, but you can just Google Blue Water Yacht Sales or just go to bluewateryachtsales.net and get the website and the phone number, but it's 476-2699. Make an appointment to stop by. Okay, so you pull the boat by, and they'll come out there and tell you kind of about the boat, look at it, what they think it can get you for the boat, kind of what the market is for that boat right now, and they can get it on the market and get it sold. And also, for minimum price while you're there, they can do a full service and clean up to make sure the boat's going to sell quickly. So do this. Make that appointment. Call Forrest at 476-2699 today and get that appointment set up, discussing getting your boat on the market. Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service and Brokerage, they're in Mobile and Orange Beach. The let me take my lumps here from the text line. First of all, okay, listen, I'm learning every day what things are called. Supermom said those shoes I was describing are called wedges, Sullivan. Okay, wedges. The stacks, but they're wedges. But they're kind of like, I mean, they're somewhat of a throwback to, you know, like if you ever watch the movie I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, the pimp shoes, the real tall pimp shoes. Monty says Cree Emulsion was a delicacy compared to Ipecac, is it Ipecac syrup? That's what Dan says, too. He said Cree Emulsion was way tasty compared to that yellow cough syrup. So I didn't have that, but the Cree Emulsion, and then my buddy Fred sending me pictures of that old, the Cree Emulsion bottle. It was always a good, at least the one in our house, which lasted forever because none of us ever wanted to take it, it's like a glass bottle with a metal top that had like a crust of the last time they opened it on it. Let's see, asphalt rash, as motorcycle guys would say. For the degloving, yeah. The degloving thing, the fourth most Googled entry in the state of Alabama, degloving. It's only on this show that we mix Cree Emulsion and degloving along with wedges. But yeah, that's why we're here. Also, this is pretty interesting, came out, was this yesterday it came out? So former Obama AG rips stupid court order after judge blocks Biden administration's communication with social media companies. This is a flag I keep going back to. I told you I was a presser. Gosh, it was probably when you maybe a year ago or something. But they came out and said, here's the deal. The executive branch, the administration, doesn't tell social media companies who can be on there and not on there. But then they said in the presser. Remember, or in the commentary, they said, we just make the social media companies aware of who's on. And I said, you know, for the longest time, that means they're doing it without doing it, right? If I'm the federal government and you need me, if you're, you know, you got this protection through the federal government for your social media platforms, and I say, hey, I'm not telling you to do anything, but by the way, you've got this person on your social media feed saying this, that, or the other. Come on. Well, okay. So the story goes this way. Former President Obama's attorney general yesterday condemned a federal judge's recent order limiting the Biden administration from communicating with social media companies as part of alleged government efforts to suppress First Amendment protected free speech. I'm glad the story's coming back up. It was Eric Holder, who, of course, was Attorney General from 2009 through 2015, tweeted yesterday, "Well, this is pretty stupid and potentially dangerous," end quote. Holder shared a New York Times article about the decision. The opening paragraph of the Times piece claims the ruling could, quote, curtail efforts to combat false and misleading narratives about the coronavirus pandemic and other issues, end quote. He's still on that. However, those alleged government efforts to crack down on free speech are precisely what the preliminary injunction takes issue with. The order signed in Louisiana by U.S. District Judge Dowdy, who was appointed by former President Trump, restricts, now here's what it does, restricts certain Biden administration officials from meeting, emailing, calling, sending letters, texting, or engaging in any communication with any kind of social media company for the purpose of, quote, urging, encouraging, pressuring, or inducing in any manner the removal, deletion, suppression, or reduction of content containing protected free speech posted on social media platforms. End quote. Thank you, Judge Dowdy. Thank you. This is what's been going on for a couple years. We've been talking about it. They don't say the social media platform needs to throttle down like a conservative talk station. They just say, hey, I want to make you aware of something going on, and then their bidding gets done. A lot more to talk about. We might get to this in the second half of next hour, because Dale Leish from Lanyap, he joins us next.